Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
And it's Patrick Owen Regan.
And this is Seek Treatment.
And this is a podcast
about boys, sex,
fucking
dating, and love.
And loving.
Loving at the same time as you're trying to do all those things.
Now, we have to be honest. You know, we did record an episode in LA, but I felt not quite ready for
too
that.
Vulnerable.
I felt too vulnerable that episode. So, you know, but at a certain time, it just won't matter anymore because it kind of, you know, the chaos of life. So at a certain point, just a really anachronistic episode. We're in LA.
I just saw a TikTok that said the things that feel like, not for a second, I can't remember. I'm in the worst mood and totally. I don't know why. And I'm just like, is life just about being in a horrible mood no matter what's happening in your life?
Yeah, I've been in a really bad mood. And then like the last 2 days, I've been in a good mood, which is so random.
Like antidepressants don't work. We can agree on that. Like, what am I taking them for?
Right.
I mean, am I stupid? Are people going to get mad at me for saying that? I'm just so, it's like every second of my life, no matter what, I'm rushing to a thing that I'm late to. And then when I'm getting there, then when I'm there, I'm only thinking of the next thing I have to do. And so I'm never actually present for a single second of my life. And I'm always fucking stressed out. I'm literally clenching like my teeth and my hand, like I'm not enjoying my life. I'm just stressed so much.
I know. You have to just always bring yourself back to the present moment. And like when you feel your mind wandering to the future or the past, you have to bring it to the present because living in the future or the past makes you insane.
Well, get this. That's first of all I do is live in the future in the past. Secondly, yesterday I was finally present. I was on the toilet. Uh-huh. And then I moved in a weird way and I pulled a muscle on my back on the toilet. Like I should just end it all at this point.
Oh my God. You put,
I'm 31. My back hurts. Like everything is a chore. I'm never done with work.
Well,
life
you know,
is incessant.
Well, you know, what I'm going to try to do, start doing frog pose.
What's that?
It's like a yoga pose I Googled that said, I Googled like hip flexibility stretches for sex.
Yeah, is frog like you're, it's like a butterfly, but you're on your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels good. I like that one.
A website told me if you could do it for even 10 seconds a day, it could help.
Well, yeah, so then I was just trying to do yoga in my hallway. And then as soon as I start, it's like I'm trying to do something good for myself. And then 3 minutes in, my entire family comes in the door. Everyone's screaming. The dog is like literally hitting his tail in my eyes. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not like relaxing doing Zen yoga here.
Yeah.
I know I'm being so stupid. I just had to be honest at where I'm
from. You literally have to legally.
And I just I went to the grocery store for everyone. And
yeah, I need to go to the grocery store. You just have to always just be like,
how do I be present?
This is like literally impossible to do and I can never do it. But you know what my little squad would say?
What? Tell me.
Is that you just have to keep bringing yourself back to the present moment and say, what in the present can I feel grateful for right now and just focus on those
things. My water is right here, which is pretty good.
But yeah, or, you know, even just something like being inside or being in a chair or, you know, things.
No, I'm actually so grateful right now.
No,
I know. I don't get why.
But that's so annoying to say because it's actually impossible to do. But that's just what.
Well, no, it's funny. I can be ostensibly grateful for so many things, but I'm still like physically, I just feel like down and upset and like for no, no thoughts are mirroring those feelings. It's just like a pure feeling of like
that's real
angst and disillusionment. And
yeah,
here comes my boyfriend in a towel. I'm grateful for that. Looking sexy.
There you go. Your partner. You could always feel grateful for your partner.
My partner snowboarded all day.
Oh, and your partner is such a snowboarder.
He looks so hot in his new outfit.
You could always tell if someone's a skier or a snowboarder.
Maybe I'll feel better when I hit the slopes.
Oh, I wouldn't. That would see. That's one thing that would never make me feel better. Putting on the boots, putting on like all the little accoutrements, and like getting yourself to the chair. Finally, getting in the chair, getting so stressed out when it's your turn, like trying to get there in time. Then the whole chair ride, you're like, "What if I fall?" And then finally, it's almost time, and you're like, "I hope I can stand up this time." You know what I mean?
I know.
I hate ski.
Well, I love it.
I used to
What's
be
going
good,
on with you?
How
was the rest of your LA?
The rest of my LA. Well, I kind of saw you like the last moment of my LA.
Yeah, after that show was fun.
I felt like I was gonna pass out though when you were in your car.
When you were in my car, you felt you were gonna pass out?
Yeah. Oh, you know who DM'd me so nicely?
Who?
Your cuz.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he asked how my little date went on Thursday.
How'd it go? LOL.
Good. It went good. And
it went good. It went
good. But
then
goodly. I was like, thank you for including me in the breakfast, of course. I felt so
bad. Breakfast, never forget.
Yeah. Now what else? I did an improv show and then I went to like, you know, Josh and Aaron were going to this like Honey Dijon DJ concert. I obviously didn't know who that was, but I heard someone was going and I was like, give me a ticket to that.
Did you tend? Did you do any weeding or tending?
I tried to. So there was, you know, first of all, I actually got absolutely gaslit to hell by True Sleep Ben, who was at my improv show. Cause I was like,
what
I'm
happened?
Sorry. I was, cause I saw him after the show and I was like, you know, I'm sorry, I gotta go. Like, you know, I'm going to this event and like, actually, you know, the garden's gonna be there. And he was like, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I
was
like,
joking?
Ben, the garden.
The garden.
Like, and he was like, I really don't know. I was like, it's okay if you have you not been listening? It's okay if you literally support that more than you
I mean,
could
we
ever
owe
imagine.
You, we owe you everything, Ben, but if you don't want to listen, I completely understand.
But he was kind of saying he's been listening, but he was like,
there's no way because people I don't even, they're like,
I know.
I have a handful of people in my life who I didn't even know they did listen to the pod and they've been texting me like, what's going on with the garden? I'm like, oh my God, the garden is the most exciting thing to happen since sliced Broward.
I
By the way,
myself,
who did that?
Sliced bread, I know. Probably some like a sir in like England or something. Do you know what I mean?
No, I feel so American. In England, I feel like they rip the bread.
But don't you feel like everywhere in England is like, and this is where actually the Count of Sandwich is from, and that's the guy who actually invented sandwiches. Don't you feel like it's all like weird?
I don't
like,
really
nobility?
Feel like that, but I would love just put it in the Venn diagram because I get what you're saying, but I don't feel like that particularly.
You need to watch Ladies of London, and then you'll feel like that.
Oh, that's true. I did start it, but it's one of those shows that's like Ryan O'Connell makes fun of me because he's like, you're not up to date on like any of the Housewives, but you'll watch like season two of like Ladies of London on iTunes that you bought and downloaded. I'm
totally.
Like, yeah, that's me.
Ladies
Brian, how was your shower?
Good. Pretty hot.
That sounds good.
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot, ladies, in it.
It's Ladies of London is like my favorite show.
Wow, that's cool.
So I went to this party. It was fun. I saw Umar and Daniel, our dear friends.
Slay.
But then, yeah, I didn't know much about Honey Dijon before the show. And so
I'm not cool. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's a
but I know that it's something that we feel really strongly about on this podcast. The
but
item.
I was connecting for a while, but then I did start to lose my patience, and I was like, all right, we all need a break now. It's just too loud. We all just need a break to like.
Were
chat
you
with
dancing, or what was it? A party, or
yeah,
it was like it a concert.
It was one of those things where it's like a concert, but it's a DJ, so it's kind of a party, and it was like gay. So you know,
everyone
was shirtless. There's shirtless. There's kissing.
Oh my God, my.
I thought this one guy was flirting with me because I went up to the bar to get a water and this guy came up and he was like, who do you think he's going to go to first, me or you?
Oh, that's very flirty.
I know. And I was like, I don't know. Who do you think? And he was like, I can't tell. And I had gotten there first. So I wanted to be like, well, no offense, it should be me. But I
and
was
were you
like,
feeling attracted to that person physically or what?
I was feeling physically attracted, but I also like, you know, I had business to tend to and I had gardening to
you
do.
You had gardening to do.
But it was
the
also
gloves,
open.
The little gloves were on. Do you like the little emoji I sent you of the gardener?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But also I was like obviously doing gardening work, but.
Sorry.
What?
I dropped my necklace, but I'm okay. Sorry.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God.
I'm just in a place like my life right now is perfectly represented by this strand that can't be untangled.
Totally.
These damn necklace strands. I swear to God.
That's totally the problem with necklaces.
They're so tangled every second.
I was doing garden work, but I was also in a place where it was early days. So like my head gets to be turned if a boy came in the villa.
Of course, Stellan.
But I do want
to keep. A lot of your eggs are in the garden's basket, though.
Lately, the eggs have been transferred.
The eggs have been taking a little trip to California.
I know. But also another thing about the eggs is.
Oh, am I doing good? Am I doing good?
Are you? Oh, it's God. Actually impossible to tell.
No, that's exactly so true. It's
when
like,
you're untangling
you
a necklace.
Think it's happening, but it's not happening.
Yeah. When you're untangling a necklace, it's impossible to know if you're making progress or if you're actually like, not.
And there are people on this very earth that I walk as well who literally enjoy this kind of thing. But my personality is that this is literally the bane of my exhaust.
Yeah, that's could go in the Venn diagram as a commonality because I definitely don't enjoy untangling necklaces.
You understanding what I'm going through right now is helping my mood.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect. But
because my eggs have kind of, because a lot of my eggs have been placed in another basket. Uh-huh. That kind of frees you up to play with house money and with other baskets.
Yeah, but so when, when you were
like,
tending and when you were weeding.
So tending, but also.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No. Just, okay. I'm going to have to be coded, but you know, Twins Night Abroad.
Give me a second.
Twins and.
Yes. I know what you're saying.
So that basket, you know.
Oh, right. Dare we call it the original basket?
Totally.
The original wicker basket.
That's feeling like so footloose and fancy free because it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like the stakes are kind of lower now, if that makes sense.
Of course. No, I literally released every bit of tension from basket number one. and you almost went to the garden with your finest basket to see what you could gather.
I know.
But you were left sort of just with a basket, which you could then use to put other eggs in.
What is the experience?
I don't know if we're like lagging, but we literally keep talking over each other.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
It's making me shop at Lululemon because I'm Lulu Cuckoo.
Okay, sorry. Go. I'm sorry.
No, I guess what? Forgot.
I was just going to say. Oh, I was going to say, what is the experience of listening to this podcast? It must be torture. It must be
not right. It's not right.
It's not right.
I literally was like, this is so stupid. I literally, we drove from LA to, where am I? To Colorado. And So here's the deal. First, I think that's why I feel weird too, because I haven't slept really. We went to Vegas, we drove through Vegas, which was so fun. I dressed like a common street whore and felt right at place.
Did you do like gambling?
Yeah, to be fair, I literally loved Vegas. I loved the vibe. It looks like I'm making progress, but I'm not even close. It's laughing in my face. This necklace is mocking me.
Classic.
This chain is mocking me. So we got in. I got a massage where a guy stepped on me for an hour. I told my dad that. My dad goes, seems kind of easy. Seems like he cheated. He just stepped on you. I was like, no. It was like art. It was art. Amazing massage. Then we dressed up, went to an incredible meal. We saw Cirque du Soleil, which is literally heaven on earth. It's the best thing in the world. It's so fucking fun. It's heaven.
Really?
And then we each, you'd be obsessed. It's like acrobats. It's storytelling.
Sometimes I get kind of grossed out when people are overly flexible. Or should I take that out?
Why?
Grossed out. I don't know. Sometimes I don't think that Cirque du Soleil is for me. Sometimes I don't think so.
I would love for you to see it. I don't know if it would be for you either. I'd love to find out. There's an empty waiting spot on the Venn diagram because I definitely want to go back to Vegas. I had a great time. But
I've never been.
Right. Yeah, this is my first time. What if I was... Pop me Vegas cherry. I immediately die. But let me tell you this. Then I know I hate pop cherry culture.
Yeah.
But then By the way, I do remember when mine was popped. It was with fingers.
Oh, interesting.
I think I talked about that on the pod. Surely.
I've never.
That person, look at me, that person has a child now.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's sweet. I can't wait to tell his firstborn.
Yeah. I've never been near a cherry popped because the only sex I've ever had with someone with a vagina was not their first nor second time.
She was already stretched out.
Yeah.
I'm JK. Then Brian and I decided we would each gamble $100 and lost it pretty much instantaneously, which was cool. And then I told the woman who was at the, what was it? The blackjack table. I was like, you are cheating, but I respect you for it. And I love you and I would die for you, but we can admit you're cheating right now.
Yeah,
and she was
yeah.
kind of, she liked it. She was kind of laughing, but I was like, but you're cheating. And then roulette didn't go great. There was a guy next to us who kept playing the number 22. I said, I don't know about you, but he's choosing 22.
Oh, I love that.
Everyone loved it. And it was
feels
just a really
like a perfect night to dress yeah. as hipsters. That was
That's so funny to dress as hipsters. And what's the lyric?
And check about to him. I don't remember.
To dress like hipsters. Wow.
My new song I've been listening to and thinking about my crushes when I feel like they don't like me anymore is the one on Folklore.
It could have been fun if you would have been the one. Such a good
yeah.
lyric.
Yeah.
I'm doing it good. I'm on some new shit.
Yeah.
Daniel Folklore is so seminal.
Yeah.
It's giving really a sem. It's giving, seminars. It's giving me a seminar.
It's giving seminality.
It's giving seminal realness. So anyways, we lost, but it was such a fun night. We like got espresso martinis. It was very just like, we didn't want to stay out too late. We had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to drive. Then we drove 10 hours, which was because we went to one of the most amazing establishments in America. We had an incredible lunch at Subway where we did eat fresh. I loved every second of it.
I love it. What
the
do you
woman,
get?
It was special. Well, I got something I didn't get before. So in my family growing up, and I don't know if this is what this is going to do to you.
Yeah.
But one of the most classic things that my dad would get growing up is you'd get roast beef sandwich.
Oh, interesting.
With lettuce, tomato, mayo.
To me, that's firmly like Arby's. If you want to get roast beef.
I would never attend. I would never go to Arby's. It's not seminal. It would not give me a seminar.
If I go to Subway, it's going to be turkey because like.
Totally. Because Jared.
Yeah, it's because Jared.
Oh, TBT.
Yeah.
Bye, Borch. Is he full in jail or is he alive or dead?
I believe he's full in jail. And I believe it's
why is
manager.
Everyone disgusting monster? Anyways, turkey.
One time I saw a girl do a TikTok that made me laugh so hard. That's, you know, those TikToks where the people are like, one thing about me is that. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun. She was like, one thing about me is I work in nonprofits. And once I worked for the Jared Foundation. Yes,
oh.
That Jared. The one
I did see that.
But basically the part that was funny, it was like, she was like, Jared came in and asked her where to go for lunch. And she was like, I don't normally just go to Quiznos. And his manager jumped in and he said, you can't say that to Jared. Whoever that girl is, I do follow her. I'll shout her out.
I love that girl.
I love
shout
that
out
girl.
To that girl. Anyways, so we went. And then what we had for a snack later in the day, which this is the special place that I always love. And I love it even more knowing that my boyfriend was once in a commercial for this establishment.
For Subway?
No, ready for this?
That's
Sonic.
Just
Sonic.
Never. There was never Sonics near me growing up. So
it's
I never.
So special.
Well, guess what I finally experienced at LAX, the airport. Remember, wasn't
that
like
walked in the club at LAX.
Walked in the club at LAX.
What is the lyric? Everyone looking at me now.
Oh, say, who's that chick who's
that's
rocking it? She's
yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, she's rocking tits. What's the lyric?
Rocking kicks, like instead of like stilettos. Because she,
I need to hire, I need to go to a specialty boutique service that can untangle this. I know my mom will be good at it, but I'm gonna go ask her. I am with her. I literally want to call out, like, mommy, come untangle my necklace.
Totally.
Anyways, what'd you have at LAX?
So, remember there was a TV show called LAX?
No,
I think there was. Anyways, you know what I never had before? Never had even wanted to have any business having before. Never knew when it came from or where it came from, but all of a sudden it was seemed to be everywhere. Jersey Mike's.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like, never
it's
wanted.
It's not
but,
right. It's not right.
It's not right, but I did need something quick and easy.
Yeah,
so,
I would eat it. Maybe
yeah, it was,
a little.
It was good to be fat.
What'd you get? Like, did you get like a club sandwich? You fuck it up.
No.
Did you fuck shit up or did you get turkey?
I did. I fucked shit up, I would say. But I got, there was like a separate menu that was like their cheesesteak specialties. And I got chicken cheese steak.
Chipotle. Oh, that's actually crazy. You know what? You know where I used to love to fuck shit up? On the regular.
Where?
I was, oh my God. I still love it. I haven't been in a really long time, but I love Potbelly.
Oh, I never liked Potbelly because do you know why I can never trust them?
Why?
They don't have them. They don't offer carry or have. They don't offer carry or have American cheese. Like you go and you're like, can I have American cheese? Or sandwich place. You're like, we don't have American cheese. It's like, okay, what are you trying
what
to
do? What do they have? Provolone or Swiss?
Yeah, like so cheddar, provolone, Swiss, probably pepper
jelly. That's completely fine with me.
These are all, it's like, but I'm sorry, if you're going to be a sandwich chain and you're going to choose not to have American cheese, that's such a choice. And it's coming from this place of like
fear
and like superiority. And it's
Potbelly is turning their nose and looking down at you.
It's actually such a bad look to not have American cheese. Even if you don't like think it's the best cheese.
I love American
like,
cheese. Well,
you know
it is the best
someone's
cheese.
Someone's going to want it. There's no way you're like, we shouldn't carry American cheese because like no one would ever want it. It's like, no, you're trying to like send out this message that's like, we're a step above like any of those.
Well, they're trying to send out a message that's like, we're like the real deal. Like we got hot peppers, which I love. I love those.
I'm actually
worried about myself. I'm getting too hungry to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. It's my mom's mom. I have the nicest little like solo brunch at this little like there's a place near me called Inwood Farm and it was actually so good. I had the best burger just by myself reading my book.
Sounds amazing. What are you reading?
It's actually humiliating and I hate it. It's bad. It's the book I've been reading for like so long now because I can't get through it. But Young Mongo by the person who wrote Chuggy Ban. And
why
it's
don't
like,
you let it go then? Because I think there's so many. You're never gonna read all the books.
Because I know, but I let my
because
last
you want the gay.
Book, I lost my first of all. They're acting like it's this queer like book that's so cool. It's literally like about molest.
Oh.
And I'm kind of like, okay. Like I guess I'll just read about this kid like getting molest. And then
that sucks. And you thought it was like a queer story of queer empowerment.
They keep like leading. I do think he's going to like connect with someone his own age at some point. But yeah, they definitely like
I hope that guy connects.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. But I did like let my last book go. So I'm like, I just want to finish it now. And but then they had like a counter with like, you know, bakery counter kind of. And I got the best chocolate chip walnut cookies.
That sounds
huge.
Really good. That's such a good combo. Chocolate chip walnut. Oh,
it's actually
you
incredible.
You make me want to love on the kitchen in the floor.
One time Angela's mom asked me if I liked walnuts and I panicked and said I never had had them. I don't know why. And then she was like, I'm certain you've had walnuts. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I have. I think they're fine.
What food have you, is there a food you've never had, do you think?
Definitely. Like more than you think. Like,
yeah, there's lots of menus where I look at it and I'm like, I've never gotten that. I'm never going to get that.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? You know what I don't care about that people care about is like crudo.
What's that?
Like, it's like when they give you wet seafood.
Oh, I don't like seafood.
But it's like
all.
Fancy. It's like fancy.
Yeah.
I think it's fish. I actually don't know. I actually sound stupid, but. I'm in a bad mood, and if that's too much for you, then this is what I was laughing about that I was going to tell you. Brian doesn't really like listening to true crime podcasts, which I love listening to.
I was like, fuck.
And so I literally turned to him and I was like, I'm like, are there any like funny podcasts? As if I haven't made billions being nonstop hilarity, riding the nonstop hilarity express.
Wait, I have a question. Do you have any good recent true crimes that you've listened to that I should listen to?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm going to go ahead and recommend. I can recommend some. We're on the pod. Why not? We're live.
Yeah. Someone told me about a scary play that I want to see.
Oh, 222.
Is that what it's called?
I want to
read some text the person. So like, I'm going to pretend I still don't know. So I could like in a couple of days be like, wait, what was that scary play you told me about?
I love that. Okay, Devil Town is pretty good. Bone Valley is fascinating.
Do any of these like feel like a mystery that then you find out the answer to?
Because I can't tell. I think Devil Town might, but I'm not done with it.
Devil Town and what was the other one?
Bone Valley. I keep falling asleep listening to them too, so I can't actually tell you how any of them end. Which
that's
is
actually
cool.
Part of the fun, though.
I know. It feels so cozy.
I got
have you listened to Counterclock?
No.
Counterclock season. Who recommended this to me? Surely someone. I believe season 3. But now I'm trying to remember if I hated that or not.
Counterclock season 3. Okay.
These are all, I'm like laughing at my horrific spread. All the titles are like Cassie in the Bush.
That sucks.
Twin Flames is my favorite on Wondery.
You know, I got political online by announcing that I was having a lot of fun listening to Bethany Frankel's podcast.
Oh, I didn't hear that. What's her podcast about? Is it the rewatch one? I have her ad for that. Oh, but I love how she was like, listening to the ad, the way she described it, I was like, this actually sounds like hell. She's like, but we're going to do something different. She was, instead of asking people who are on the show, we're going to talk to other kinds of professionals about what they think about the episodes.
She was like, she really leans into being like highbrow about it, which it's absolutely not. But the pilot episode, she talked about the Scary Island episodes with Elizabeth Moss for no reason. It was inexplicable.
Wait, Elizabeth Moss, the actress?
Yeah.
The actress / Scientologist?
Yeah. The noteworthy Scientologist. But, I do think there's like very interesting insight. And I do think she's fair. Like,
I can't imagine Bethany and Elizabeth Moss just...
It's so weird. It's so weird.
But does she love Housewives?
She seems to. She's a little overly. She's a little bit overly flattering of Bethany on it, like, which I'm sure, like, when you're like on the pod with Bethany, it probably like really feels like she needs. But I will say, listening to it, it feels like there's like one click of like original Bethany that we all fell in love with in like 2008. But I mean, there's of course drops of like self-delusion, self-aggrandizing, like self-importance, like that's all there, like, and that comes with the territory with her. But it is like, there were a couple times like she made me legitimately LOL, and you know there was like slight beef with her and Andy, and like I felt, but I listened to it and it's not like a hit piece on Bravo or like the franchise. It's like, I think it's almost celebratory of like this bizarre thing that's happened in culture and like an interesting look at it. So now I'm the head of marketing for Bethany Frankel.
I know. I was going to say, you should go on the pod and I know you'd treat her normal.
Oh, if you don't think, I texted my manager and was like, can you please get me on Bethany's podcast?
Oh my God, she'd be so excited to have you. It would be the best episode of all time.
I think she would think I'm like not highbrow enough for her podcast. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you're actually so smart.
Totally. But she like...
Oh, right. She thinks you're like a comedian and comedians are like poopy butts.
She does it. So she had what's his name? Kevin McNeil, the Saturday Night Live guy, who openly hadn't watched any episodes of Housewives ever.
That's such an interesting funny choice. Like,
it doesn't feel like she necessarily knows what she means by highbrow, and she's just trying to think, you know what I mean?
Sure, of course.
I just try to convince her I'm highbrow.
I'm so mad that I'm hungry. Like, I should have seen this coming.
Yeah. It's okay. Guess what?
What?
I guess I just capped up. My running's been going so well. My hamstring's
better. I
know,
you're doing really good. I'm sorry that I'm doing bad.
I just capped off an 86-mile week.
That's insane.
And last week was 84. I'm going to stay in the mid-80s all winter. I'm going to race a 10-miler on January 14th.
Every time I try and do something, I hurt myself. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, it's like part of it. My back hurts.
Yeah. It's part of it. You have to start where you are. Like, remember, I kept getting injured when I was starting running again, and I couldn't get any consistency, and it was so frustrating. It's just... Everything takes so long, but you know, you have to look at it as like, you know, the journey is part of it. You know,
I'm sure I'll be in a good mood in like 10 minutes, but it's just not really happening.
The good news is like, actually nothing is worth having, and nothing makes you happy or brings you any joy. So like, you have to enjoy the process of trying to get things, because that's kind of like the only like thing you could ever potentially enjoy or find meaning in.
That's real wisdom. I was thinking I should become a gym rat in the new year.
A gym rat.
Why not? What of it? And what of it, love? I do like being strong. I want to be strong. I want to be strong to make you feel. You what?
I got to pull up to put up.
Oh, that's very male.
Yeah, it's incredibly male of me. But after all,
how are you feeling about your heart and mind? Yeah, heart and mind check.
Like in general or pertaining to anything specific?
Kind of about the things we've been texting about.
Yeah. So confused.
So just close. Like, it's so...
I just can't tell, like, what...
Well, the question I keep wanting to ask you is, what do you want?
I know.
And that's the million-dollar question.
I want to... what I really want, in a very pure way, that's, like, not connected with anything. I want to just spend more time. I just want to spend more time.
You're interested in time spent.
Yeah, I'm craving.
And hours pass.
I'm actually craving time spent in a really
pure way. Oh my God, remember the Craver?
The craver. Wait. Who's the craver again?
Someone was craving me once.
Oh, wait. Oh, can you chat me who? I can remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited because I remember like the language around it, but oh my God.
When I was being craved.
Yeah, when someone was being craved.
I don't even want to be craved anymore. I don't need it. I'm so like in love with my lover.
I love that. Sometimes it feels like someone's in crave with me, and sometimes it feels like they're not.
They're in crave. They're deeply in crave cupcakes.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm craving like saying too much again, which is the very reason we're having to record this episode.
we can go off topic. There's an interesting thing going on with me. Like I want to untangle a necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, LOL.
It's so weird.
I see what you're saying, but some people don't do that. Like I don't really partake in that culture.
I know, but wait, let me say one more thing.
Life always comes back to, can I just say this?
Yes.
You can tell your personal mental state by if you are or are not checking who's looking at your Instagram stories.
Well, in that case, check me in.
Check you in 5150 to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I care about. Oh. La, 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 la. That's hot.
I know. Okay.
At this point, we have to kind of keep talking and not keep chatting.
Yeah,
that is really really intimate and arousing.
Yeah, that was exciting. So I don't.
I can't speak too freely because I'm in my parents' home, and I tried to jerk off, but my vibrator ran out of steam.
Oh, that stinks.
Isn't that so movie? It's so.
Would you ever jerk off with just like an analog dildo?
No.
You would.
I would do analog like, with hand. But I would never like just need, I don't need just like, I don't crave fullness in that way.
Yeah. Interesting.
But hey,
whatever floats your boat.
Lately, I'm like, I don't even know what turns me on anymore. Like my brain is so disconnected from my body. This is my new catchphrase. Once I regulate my nervous system, it's over for you hoes.
Oh, I love that. I love like it's over for you hoes in general.
Well, I just like my nervous system. I can tell not just because TikTok tells me this, but I'm just like constantly in panic mode. It can't be good.
Yeah. I don't do TikTok, which I think is good.
It's pretty awe-inspiring out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel bad the way that Instagram does.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It makes me feel like honestly inspired to like cook things and make things and like take care of myself.
Wait, I randomly on my way to the airport posted this like random list of like joke New Year's resolutions. And for some reason it was like so celebrated. Like
I know, it was so funny.
I actually got so many followers from it. It was so random. I was like,
well, it was hilarious.
I was like, I need to post more things so I can like have
you do.
Followers.
I was like, literally like thinking, I was like, because my friend is being craved, he's feeling creative.
Totally.
Creativity comes with craving.
But I'm hamstrung by the stories of it all.
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
No, not. Yeah.
Stories are a powerful tool.
They really are. Stories are a powerful tool for you to feel seen. For one can feel really seen knowing the story is being seen.
It just so
and I know it actually is. It is extremely traumatizing when shout out to Jamie Lee Curtis. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Trauma, who we saw at Women in Breakfast.
Yeah.
It can be traumatizing when, why is my nose hurting for no reason? Okay. Life happens when you're busy making out in the plants. That's Taylor. And I'm
really?
In the desert. No, it just feels like it. Watching over sunshine, cranberry rain, and the steam that fell, whipped cream in your hands, and the bell bottoms.
Now I'm checking stories again to make
that's
sure.
How we know you're unwell. Like I'm in a place, you know, personally and professionally where I'm not, I don't need to know who's looking at my Instagram.
I honestly think like Instagram could do a huge favor to like literally the mental health community if they made it so you could search your stories.
I know. Because, like, they want to keep you scrolling, sweetie.
It's hard. But whatever,
I don't even have it on my phone right now. I don't even have it on my phone right now. I don't even have it on my phone right now.
I don't even have it on my phone right now.
I can't wait to eat something, but I'm the one. The great irony is I'm the one cooking dinner. I'm going to have a snack.
What are you going to make?
I'm making, well, it's the first, it's, I think it's the first night of Hanukkah. So Brian and Billy are going to make some latkes.
Oh, is Brian Jewish?
Yeah, of course.
I actually didn't know that.
That's shocking. It's like a huge part of his personnel. Where's he literally wears a Star of David necklace every second of every day.
This is my like Hannah Horbath finding out Adam is an AA.
Oh yeah, I forgot Remember? About
and
that.
And the lesbian was like, it's a huge part of his personality in life.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyways,
I responded to Grace Kohlenschmidt posted a story that was like, I think I might be the Mandy Moore of my generation.
I saw that.
I responded, or a Mandy Moore of a generation.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? How was your improv show, Sweetie Pie?
I still didn't feel like funny in it, but whatever. It was better than the last one. Who cares?
Creativity comes with craving.
Yeah, creativity comes
with craving. A prerequisite. One of the main prerequisites. I can't speak. One of the main prerequisites for creativity is craving or being craved. And that can make a creative juice gush.
I have a question. How was the dinner after I left LA?
Oh, that dinner we planned for you and then you didn't attend? Slay.
Yeah, but it was, I will say I was there for 9 full days. And then, so it's, and I did, so.
No, I hate to do this to you, but you actually have no leg to stand on because we texted to solidify a date that worked for everyone. And that
I know, but even I had said like, that is the last day. I was like, I think I may be going home, but I was like, okay, I'll try to stay.
I don't
want
to fight with you because I'm already pissy.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Your name, Pissy Pat.
Yeah, that
The
be
dinner
cool.
was exceptional. Jonathan made Allison Roman shout out. We need to have her on the pod. Allison Roman's lasagna and the best Caesar salad I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Sometimes
gorgeous gingerbread cake. It was cute.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was cutie cozy.
Did Ryan say anything about the topic?
Of course.
What does he think about it?
Did he shop at Hot Topic, you mean?
Yeah, did he shop at Hot Topic?
He bought a few items. Ryan shopped at Hot Topic.
Would I like the items he bought, or would I think they weren't good?
Yeah, I think you would. It was he was buying items that speak to his affinity for you.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But not his affinity for the other person, or not his like whatever.
Yeah, the topics that he picked up at Hot Topic were mostly you focused. They were like, you know, they were stuff you'd wear.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to anyone, even including me.
I need to be getting a new tooth because it's actually getting really gross.
I never even noticed you don't have a tooth.
Really? I got really embarrassed when I posted that picture of us because I was like,
I know,
wow,
but I didn't even know what you were talking about. Where did it go?
When it comes to your tooth, where did it go? It fell out of your head? We have to understand that was
because of rot.
Because of rot, because of amphetamines, because of lots of things. Because
is my are my teeth gonna fall out because I have a Ritalin prescription?
They're not going to because you have a Ritalin prescription.
My dad today in the car, my dad was like, "Don't ever take Xanax." He's watched some documentary on how it's bad. I'm like, "Well, I've been taking it for 5 years. I'm not addicted."
Downers were never my thing.
I feel like I'm much more of an upper girl lately, but I like to have them in the
avail.
I used to
like them to like come down from uppers, but and then I would take like opiates and stuff when I just wanted to like absolutely like not be here. But
oh, that's so sad.
But I, you know, benzos, unless I was coming down, I never truly craved them that much. I always just wanted to feel alive a little bit for 1 second.
I only crave benzolinas when I want to sleep and I can't, and because my thoughts are racing.
Totally. But that, like, you know, like NyQuil works for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to feel energized and awake. I'm always so tired because I'm, you know, in constant pain.
I've gotten so little sleep the last 2 days. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I feel like I'm being interrupted. I don't mean to be. That person who commented on my Facebook, on my Instagram,
no,
like, got
you're
in
not.
My head.
I'm literally not saying anything, and I haven't said a single interesting thing in about 2 months. It's funny. I really had such a nice time in LA, and I've had. I think I'm also like I'm having a bit of post rap depression. Like, it's so fun when you're working on something and you're just like so focused on it, and then even if you're happy to be done because you're tired, you're still just kind of in your house being like, wait, what do I do with myself?
Yeah.
How should a person be, to quote Sheila Hetty?
Totally. You know, my couch came.
Oh, can I see it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Want to do a field trip?
Oh, let's do a field trip to Pat's.
I have to carry this. I'll send you a picture later.
Okay, send me a picture.
I'll send you a picture.
Well, it's okay.
I'll post it on the Patreon.
I think this might be just kind of a short episode emotionally for me.
Yeah, that's okay.
We can drop back in. I just want to be happy, and I feel like so stressed out and sad like all the time, and I don't know why.
I do think one thing I've felt recently, and this I think could be included, is like the only way, because obviously I have like enemies who then will like sometimes be nice to me, and I'm like wanting to like not trust it or like keep them away. But I do think that like if you can just let yourself like just accept like, you know what I mean, like don't if there's not, if someone's like not being aggressive to you, just letting that be okay and like not holding on to things in the past that made you feel like they were shitty, then I do think that is helpful for combating depression. Because the other way of like not being open to it is like so isolating, and I like have always struggled with like really isolating myself because of like things I resented that people did in the past. And like, and not to say that like, and you just have to like figure out any way you can to like be happy or something.
I know, it gets easier with time. It's like those feelings used to be like impossible. Now I'm like, yeah, I get why people say that. No, it's just, I mean, everyone, I think everyone understands this. It's like, I've had, you have days where you feel so like happy and whatever. And then all of a sudden you have one day where you're just like, it's just so scary, like the human brain.
Totally. Totally.
And I'm like, I should be so happy right now. And I have so much to look forward to, but then I just feel so depressed sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's life, I guess. I do need to get a more regular exercise situation going, because that always helps me.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm going to cook like sausages with peppers and onions. I'm being really annoying.
Just, no, you're not.
I feel bad. Like, I just like, but it's like, it's not fair for me to get mad at you. It's not your fault.
Well, no, I do understand. I do understand.
And you can keep this in. I don't care.
Yeah. No,
I do understand. We just cut out something because I like had a meltdown.
Yeah, but it's okay. And
I know.
I do get it.
I know. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel hot today?
I guess I kind of do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I was kind of walking through the grocery store and I was kind of like, do you ever just walk around and you're like, wow, everyone here wants to fuck me? And like, it wasn't really, like, I don't even look good, but I was just like giving that energy. I was like, I'm the city girl at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad. I feel like,
no, I never feel like, I'm literally not. I feel okay,
I'm sorry. I love you so much.
No, I love you too. I love you're
the
too,
only person I trust.
I don't want you to feel that way, but.
It's
I
not
guess,
anyone's
like,
problem. It is a lot in my head.
Well, this could be, well, but I don't want to make it seem like, you know, there's no reason that you would think that. And it's like, okay, just random. I guess I made this up because it's not true. There's reasons. But yeah. I co-sign that. But what I just will say is it just does seem like there's just opportunity for just things to go back to more normalcy in a way that I think will just be better for everyone, I think.
It's so hard when someone tells you they love you or whatever it is.
You got, yeah. You want to believe it. But yeah, it's just hard. It's hard to, I will say this, and this I think can be left in. It's hard to be in this biz where you have these friends that are also in this biz and you have to kind of navigate it. And it sometimes feels like you never really know how well you know anyone. And like, it's just tricky. It's just a lot of balls in the air sometimes, it feels like, and it could be a lot. So
do you have a crush of the week? I'm laughing.
I actually do.
Oh,
I,
good.
For one, honestly, my crush of the week is the talented young cast of Sex Lives of College Girls, which I've been watching.
I love that show. It's great, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
And Pauline Shimalimi is actually so good.
Who is that?
Timothy Shimalimi's sister.
Oh, yes, she's...
It's so funny, good. Right? I know. I'm like,
there's so many line reads where I'm like, oh, I could see that on the page. I would have never thought to say it that way. And it's so funny the way she said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're all really good. And I need to watch season 2 because I really loved the first season.
And then my other crush of the week is Hannah Einbinder, because, you know, I did a little, I think I could say a little scene.
Oh, yeah.
For Hacks. And like, I kept getting like nervous and stuff. And she was so just sweet and like pro and like kind of helped me, and I honestly would have like freaked out if she wasn't there. So it was like, thank God she was there.
Well, that's amazing. I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. My crush of the week is not Las Vegas itself, but the brief whiff, the brief moment of Vegas that I had, the brief moment in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's what you get. So waking up. My other crush of the week is America the Beautiful, because we drove through Utah and it's absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. And my other crush of the week is my friend Pat for listening to me complain about something that I'm going to go into. I have been complaining about this for about 3 years now.
I've complained about things for much longer than that. And very similar types of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually the overlap is astounding in some ways. I know. I'm sorry.
No, I think that specific type of thing, you never have to apologize to me for whatever, because I do always feel the same way. And I always
with my mood today too, I think there is something to be said about like being back in like your family's environment with your parents, and you're like, I'm trying not to revert into like my bratty mode, but I can totally feel it like creeping up, and I'm like, be an adult.
Totally.
I think I'm gonna like be a good girl, go upstairs, like cook everyone dinner, like not, it is good. I'm not gonna bring this up to anyone. I'm gonna just live my life and be grateful for my present moment.
Yeah.
And even though my vibrator isn't charged, I'm going to try and make myself come later.
There's always
Which could change everything.
Yeah, totally.
Do you feel love towards me, or are you mad at me?
No, I feel love towards you. I really feel love towards you. And I want to take away.
I hate how I lashed out.
No, it's okay. I want to take away any of your fears. Do you know what I mean? That's ultimately what it is. That's ultimately what it is.
You want to be my hero, baby.
Yeah, I want to be your hero, baby.
It is fear. You're right. It is ultimately just all fear that I will lose everyone I love and my livelihood and my what I believe makes me worthy of love. So much
of anxiety and depression is fear of not getting what we want and losing what we have. And so much of resentment is that. And so much of all like the hard negative feelings is that it can be boiled down to fear of not getting the things that we want and losing the things that we love.
Oh, my God. Looks like someone swallowed the DSM today, because you're a walking psychologist. That didn't make sense, but that is really beautiful. I agree with you. It is. It's like, you're right. Nothing we ever have will make us happy. So why not just enjoy what we do have at the very present moment?
Totally.
And what we have is so much. And what we have, and I have to say this, is our Truth Soup community makes me so happy. And I'm sorry if I was being annoying and rude.
No, you were not. You were not. And Ben, I'm
so scared of being disliked. Ben needs
to, I know. But you just have to, like, you ultimately cannot control.
I did see an amazing psychic. I saw an amazing psychic.
What did she say?
Oh, have I not talked to you about her? Oh.
Wait, have you?
No, I need to call my friend who introduced me to her. It was incredible. Did she know
the future or like the present?
It was both. It was like kind of did a reading of kind of like who I am, what I'm dealing with, like my world, and then a bit of like things to look out for, like moments and times and ways of like taking care of myself. It was amazing.
Where is she, LA?
LA.
I should go to her.
Yeah, she does Zoo.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we can talk more about it
offline.
But I love you guys. We'll do another. We already did some good episodes before the holidays, so I'm not being just a bitch during the holiday season. We'll find a time. I have nothing going on until January, so let's find some time to record some sick apps. And I love everyone laughing and listening.
I love everyone laughing and listening. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.